we have. Commissioner Sandra Makosha. She joins us now in conversation. Commissioner, good evening. Really appreciate you making time. We've noted that the South African Human Rights Commission, in fact, you've kicked off this three-day inquiry today into the phenomenon of load reduction, which says it's seemingly targeted at particular demographics. Talk to us more about this particular inquiry. Good evening.
Good evening to your listeners. You're quite correct that this is the first day of a three-day national inquiry into the phenomena called load reduction. And this is something we have received complaints as the Human Rights Commission over a period of 2 years. We had done groundwork led by our Northwest Provincial Office, which did phenomenal work. Once we were in the midst of our investigations and receiving complaints, we realized that this is a national and systematic problem, particularly faced by marginalized communities, historically previously disadvantaged communities. Often these are those who face high levels of unemployment, pensioners, unemployed youth, childhood households. So the commission, what we're doing is we're having discussions. We have called on members of the public to give us their written submissions. Yeah. We've received that. Today we were listening to members from affected communities who gave us their true reflection of what is happening on the ground, as well as testimonies supported by evidence. We had two legal practitioners representing various organizations also providing us with a legal analysis of the impact of load reduction on these communities, the rights that are affected, but also what we've noted from these submissions is communities are providing us with solutions that are practical and are orientated on the needs of those who are living in those communities. Mm. So this is the first day. Tomorrow we'll be engaging with the experts. This is from the University of Johannesburg, the Soweto crisis, electricity crisis, as well as other expertise. On the 18th of February, we will, during after that, we'll take a break. On the 18th of February, we will have the Minister of Electricity come before the Commission, as well as other affected communities. You'll note that we could not secure his attendance, as there is that the mining endeavor, which is very important in respect of relations between South Africa and other stakeholders. So this is something that the Commission has been looking forward to engaging, and perhaps once we have received that, we will be tabling our recommendations to the relevant stakeholders, but also tabling it before Parliament.
Yeah, Commissioner, before I let you go, what then becomes the recourse post the inquiry? Are we going to see more binding outcomes in a sense that there will be directives that are issued, and subsequently the power utility and municipalities need to be, in fact, they need to adhere to those directives?
So we're going to act in terms of the Human Rights Commission Act, and we are going to then have our recommendations. As you will note, we are currently before the Constitutional Court regarding the binding nature of our directives and recommendations, and we're hoping that the outcome is favorable to us, but what we will be doing, we will table these recommendations before Parliament, hoping that Parliament would assist us in the adherence to our recommendations, but also we'll be tracking the implementation of our recommendations and having discussions. We are not sure, based on the submissions that we will be receiving, the type of recommendation we'll be making. But however, the Commission will use its powers in terms of the Act, as well as other alternative methods to ensure that our recommendations are binding. Because I think this is a very important discussion South Africans have been waiting for the Commission to have, and we are waiting for that engagement with Parliament and relevant stakeholders.
Commissioner, all the best in this democratic exercise, but more so also just representing the rights of those who are disenfranchised by organs of the state. In this instance, your power utilities, municipalities, and various others who could be somewhat colluding in all these efforts to subvert the rights of all those who are disenfranchised in the conversation. Ngiyabonga kakhulu isikhathi sakho, Commissioner.
Thank you so much, sir.
Really appreciate it. That's the commissioner there from the South African Human Rights Commission, Commissioner Sandra.